Welcome to WWP, the Wacky Weird Podcast. I'm your host, Roxy Crane. Today we're looking at all things weird. Weird. Questions are so important. If you don't ask questions, you don't get answers. If you don't get answers, you don't get heard. If you don't get heard, you don't get a job. If you don't get a job, you don't get money. If you don't get money, you don't get food. And if you don't get food, you die. So that's why questions are so important, and that's why we're asking it on WWP. A special guest has joined me in the Wacky Weird Lab today to ask a very important question. You can too if you go to WWP and sign up your name, and there'll be one lucky winner who gets to join me. So, our guest today is Layla Crane. She's from Cape Town, South Africa. So, Layla, what's your question?
Hello, my name is Layla, and my question today is, where did the word marshmallow come from?
Great question, Layla. I'm afraid I can't answer it though. So I think we should call in Professor Squiggly Squiggles. So drum roll for Professor Squiggly Squiggles. Is it on? Okay, cool. Can I speak now? Okay. Wait, is it on? Okay, good. So I am Professor Squiggly Squiggles from France. So I'm so today I'm here to answer Layla Crane's question about marshmallows. So a scientist work in sweet factory, and the definition of marshmallows is a spongy, pink or white sweet originally made from the root of marshmallow. So marshmallow is a plant. So here's the definition of the plant marshmallow. It's marshmallow. So pink flowered plant that grows in wild coastal marshes. So that is the definition that I got from the dictionary. I'm not actually smart. I just write from the dictionary. So bye-bye now. It's off. Is it off? I hope it's off. Oh, wait, I haven't pressed off. Hey, it's that time of the day. 8 weird but true questions. So, let's get on with it. Number 1. A seagull will perch on a pelican's head. I mean, doesn't a pelican get grumpy? Number 2. More than 200 million emails sent every minute around the world. Wow, a lot of messages were sent during this podcast. Before the dwarf planet called Makemake, its official name was the Easterbunny. So basically, Makemake was like a dwarf planet a long time ago, and it was called Easter Bunny. That's so weird. And number 4, there are pink lakes in Western Australia. I want to swim in that. Number 5, it does not rain in the eye of a hurricane. Whoa. Number 6, some beetles glow orange. Number 7, you spend about an hour a day chewing. How many hours have you spent chewing in your whole life? Think about that. And lastly, vinegar can dissolve pearls, but guys, seriously, don't try this at home. Weird. Hey guys, it's time for a weird sound. So basically, I'm gonna play a sound now and you have to try to guess what it is. And at the end of the episode, I'll reveal it. Okay? You ready? Okay, I'm gonna play it now. Hey guys, I've got a special guest today for you. Another one. You know the rules, sign up, whatever. Okay, so basically, I'm gonna ask her weirdest moment. Okay? So I'm gonna be asking Rebecca Crane from South Africa, Cape Town. So here she is. Just a quick warning before she speaks, This is going to be a bit gory, so if you don't like blood and gore, maybe, you know, skip this part out. Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hey, this is Rebecca from Cape Town, and let me just start by saying what a huge privilege it is to be on this podcast. I'm a huge fan of yours, Roxy. Okay, so have you prepared your listeners for gross weird?
Yeah, I mean, this is the weird show.
Okay, just warning you there, listeners, this might be a little bit gross. If I'm to think of my weirdest moment, it was right a few years ago when I started working as a doctor. And the weirdest experience I had was seeing a 3-meter-long, 1-centimeter-wide tapeworm being pulled from a gentleman's nose. So weird.
That's weird. Thank you, Rebecca, for being on our show. Here is one of my own questions. I've always wondered, why is Santa Claus's name Santa Claus? Like, is he secretly a cat person because, like, his last name's Claus? Or maybe he makes cats wear socks on a hat. And it's like Santa for socks and hat, Claus for cat. That makes Santa sound really creepy. I mean, think about it. Isn't that so weird? So, if you've got any answers for these, please tell me in the comments or sign up for that question of the thing, and you'll be the lucky winner, and you can also speak about this. Hey guys, we're back with the weird sound. So I'm going to play it for you one more time. Last guess. If you get it right, you get a double chance of entering into the ask a question thing. So you can enter twice. Okay, I'm going to play for you. You got that? Okay, cool. So, last guess. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it? No? Yes? Tell me below. Basically, it's me with my sister's hairbrush. See? That's my sister's hairbrush. I'm just like putting the tassel up and down and squeezing it. That's really all it is. Thank you so much for watching WWP, the Wacky Weird Podcast. I'm your host, Roxy Crane, saying goodbye to you all. So, weird hugs, goodbye, love you all. Click on the next episode. Please support the Weird Squad. Love you all. Bye. Just a side note, to contact me and send me emails to join my show, my email account is dripboy, D-O-I-P, boy, B-O-Y, at hotmail, hotmail.com. See you then.